Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com. Hello to all you big thinkers out there. I'm Coach Dion, and I'll be hosting the show today with Big. Big, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Dion. How are
great.
You doing tonight?
I am great. How are you?
Okay, so far, but I'm experiencing a couple of technical difficulties. I hope that all of this will clear up. So if I go off, you know I'll be calling right back in.
Okay, great. Well, we are so happy that our listeners could join us in with us today. And during the show, if you would like to call in as a listener and bless our guest today with any questions, our call-in number is 718-664-9989. And so our guest today is none other than Brown Sugar of Las Vegas, Nevada, which to me is the most exciting city in the U.S.
What stays in Vegas happens in Vegas.
Yeah, stays in Vegas. Brown Sugar is a vivacious glamour girl who has her own talk show on Blog Talk Radio, entertaining you with live interviews with celebrities and celebrity gossip. She was also a contestant for the Flavor for Love show, and she's a part-time model. So without further ado, we want to welcome Brown Sugar to our show. Brown Sugar, are you there?
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, Brown Sugar. How's it going?
It's going good. Good. Thank you for having me as a guest.
Thank you for coming on as a guest.
You know, we've been following you on the internet for a while now, and your show is so powerful, and you have the latest entertainers that, you know, even though we have our own radio show, it was about time for us to have someone on who's not only doing as well as you, but getting the word out about what's happening, with what's going on, the latest things in the industry. So, you know, we're honored that you took time away from your busy schedule to, you know, think big with thinkbigradio.com.
All right, that's what's up. I appreciate that. I do. Thank you for listening in. You know, being a host, I'm sure you know that it is a lot of work putting together these shows, you know, in order to have something that is going to touch someone's life. You know, I didn't want to create a show just for nonsense. You know, and by all means, I'm not disrespecting anyone's show, but, you know, some of the other shows you listen to, some are maybe just for recreational, you know what I mean? And
right.
When you put together shows like Think Big, Brown Sugar Radio, The L Word is another one I co-host on.
Okay,
that's actually where I began my radio broadcasting history with The L Word, and I got to, you know, give them some love because they are doing such an incredible job, and I co-host still on the show, but by all means, I decided to start my own little thing with Brown Sugar Radio just as a personal growth thing for me, you know.
Wow.
But I truly enjoy what I do. I love the people that God has blessed to come in my path. I don't believe in things happening by chance. I believe everything is destined to happen. And so, you know, I said, you know what, God, if you're going to put me in this path, let me use this radio industry as a way to help to touch the lives of others. And I try to make the show as positive as possible, even when something negative may occur.
Wow.
I always try to flip it to make people see the bright side of every situation.
Now, before we get started, before Coach Dion starts, asking you the questions for our format, how can people reach you by email or by your show so that they'll know exactly who it is that we're talking with tonight and be able to see exactly what you're doing in the entertainment industry?
Sure, absolutely. My show email address is brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. Certainly send any questions or comments that you have. And I want to tell you the proper spelling of my name is Brown Sugar, S-U-G-A, no R.
Okay,
it's Brown Sugar Radio. At yahoo.com. Then my MySpace page, you're more than welcome to check that out, which is, of course, www.myspace.com/ it's Brown Sugar in Vegas. Okay?
Okay.
And then the show link is just Brown Sugar Radio. Naturally, you know, it's blogtalkradio.com/ Brown Sugar, SUGA Radio.
Great.
And, yeah, they can check me out there.
Cool. So, Brown Sugar, you know, it's obvious that you're a big thinker. And I want to start off by, I want you to tell us and our listeners, how you just stepped out and got started with all that you do.
You know, I've always loved the entertainment industry. You know, I began as a model, you know, and actually even with that, I have a girlfriend of mine that was going to school for photography, and she asked me to model for her, and I said, sure. You know, I had no problem helping her out. Well, then I guess they had seen her portfolio, and other photographers had wanted to use me for their portfolio. And one thing led into another. Then I started doing fashion shows. So I've always loved the entertainment industry. Then I ran across the L Word. I also work a full-time job during the day. I work for a computer company. And I listen to a lot of different interviews because I get sick of sometimes just listening to music all day long. Don't get me wrong. I love music, but I like things that will empower you. You know, I've always liked to read books and gain knowledge. And, you know, you can't read a book while you're at work unless you're on your lunch break. So I started looking for different radio shows so that while I'm working, I can listen and still gain knowledge and grow. And that's when I ran across the L Word. And so L and I hit it off very well, and she asked me to help her co-host. My first show that I did was on the BET Awards, and we were doing a recap on that, and I remember speaking about Beyonce and Ciara's performance and T.I., and she was saying how her listeners they just had drew to me because of some of my sayings. Like one of my sayings is I always say, like, girl, or I heard that. You know, some of my lingos, I guess you could say, quotes. I don't know what the right word is for it, but she said that they always remembered me because of some of the words that I would say. It just stood out. So she said that, you know, I was welcome to come back anytime. And one thing just kind of led into another, and we started interviewing a lot of the Flavor of Love girls, a lot of the I Love New York, a lot of the Charm School, you know, and things just really started taking off for the L Word. And I told her, I said, you know, I really like this. I'm sorry, go ahead. You had a question?
No, I didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything. The L Word, what is that L? What does the L stand for, the L Word?
Gabrielle. It's just her nickname. It's short for Gabrielle.
All right.
Uh-huh. And so that's how I got started with that. And the more I got interested into broadcasting, I started reading books on it, listening to like Wendy Williams, Oprah, Tyra, just learning more about the industry. You know, I listened to a lot of interviews over the internet, different radio shows that I would listen to throughout the day, and that's when I decided, you know what, I can do this, and that's when I had began Brown Sugar Radio, and I just so happened, because of the industry that I'm in, decided to stick with the entertainment, because I felt like computers, I was like, that's kind of boring, you know, I was like, entertainment's more exciting. And that's where I decided to go ahead and continue to stay in the entertainment industry because, to me, that was more exciting.
It is an exciting industry. It really, really is.
Especially and living in Las Vegas. How could I not, right? We're the entertainment capital of the world.
I know. So do you run into a lot of celebrities in Las Vegas?
Actually, quite a few. Yes, I do. They usually run the casinos. A lot of them like to gamble, you know, and, you know, it's just funny because I don't really bother them, you know. You see them at clubs, like Mike Tyson, he lives here. I see him all the time when I go out, you know. I also see Gary Payton a lot, you know, and yeah, all the time they, you know, just like normal people, they come out, hang out with us, you know, it's good.
Wow, I know how that is, like living in big cities like California and Las Vegas. I actually sat down at the table one day with, and I know you know the show, The Five Heartbeats.
Yeah.
Do you remember the choir boy?
Oh, yes, yes.
A friend had introduced me to him, and we're sitting down, and we're just chatting away. And I didn't realize that that's who that was until I sat down with him for about an hour and had dinner with him, where it was kind of like a dinner thing. And then when we left, it was like, remember him in 5RB's? And I'm like, oh, my God, he was in 5RB's. So I go running back in the restaurant saying,
you
have 5RB's,
you're a choir
boy. The celebrities don't look like they look on TV or however we're used to seeing them. Because
right.
They look so different. So when you're in Vegas and you see these celebrities, do you recognize them right off the bat?
Mike Tyson, I've ran into him actually quite a bit. Too Short, I recognize him. We've actually sat at the table a few times and chit-chat and talk. Who's another one I see quite a bit? I ran across Nelly. Didn't speak to him. You know, I don't want to be, you know, one of those fans that's, Nelly, you know, just on them and they can't enjoy their time. Who else have I seen? Mike Tyson, see him all the time. Gary Payton, I mentioned him.
Have you ever thought inviting them on your show? Like, is that how you get them on your show, or do you have a certain way to get them? Do you know people who actually get them on your show for you?
Actually, you know what? That's where I was stating how when I had began Brown Sugar Radio, you know, I prayed about it. And I said, mm-hmm. God, you know, let me run into the people that you know that need to be heard, you know, and I kind of left it in his hands. And so one thing led into another, and God connected me with several like agents and, you know, managers, and, I mean, just one thing after another just started happening. Then the next thing I know, you know, guys, like on the 24th, I have Trina will be appearing. I've interviewed MC Light. I have Sierra coming up. I mean, it's just awesome, totally awesome. And, I mean, I know this wouldn't have been possible without God's favor, you know, and him leading me in the right path.
I am so glad that you mentioned that, because a lot of people, because they don't know their how or they don't see their way, they may not reach out for their dreams. But
right.
Here it is, you know, the first thing that you said was when you decided to, you took a moment to be silent and pray, and because it was something that you wanted to do and it was positive, everything started forming the proper way to make that happen for you. And for, you know, our listeners out there, you know, you need to really think about, if you have something that's in your heart and it's a good thing, just start. Because when you start, that is what's going to happen. The law of attraction and your faith is going to bring to you the things and the people that you need to move ahead. So, Brown Sugar, you couldn't have said that any better. And that's what we do here on Think Big Radio. We interview people that are movers and shakers, people that are just beginning out, and people who have already become successful. And in just a short amount of time, you've taken the Blog Talk Radio, and especially as far as the entertainment area, to another level. And that's why we're just so not only proud of you as a sister who's out there doing that, but at the same time, someone who took time to give us a chance to interview you on about what you're doing. So how can people reach you one more time? Because people really need to find out what's going on.
Absolutely. You can contact me on Blog Talk Radio at Brown Sugar Radio. You can certainly, if you don't have a user account, log on, create one. I always encourage that for new listeners, you know, and add me in your favorites so that you can receive an email when I'm going to have a show. It'll notify you based upon what you select, rather an hour, 2 hours prior to the show. Then also my show email address, separate outside of Blog Talk, is Brown Sugar Radio, S-U-G-A, brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. And I always try to emphasize the correct spelling of my name, because I've had people say, I can't find you, and that's because they're spelling it sugar with an R.
Right.
So forgive me if I sound redundant, but I just want them to know it's Brown Sugar.
We have a caller on the line, and I want to invite our caller from the 804 area code to come in. I'm adding her to the show now.
Paul, what's your name, and where are you from?
My name is Mary, the Encourager.
Mary the Encourager. Mary the Encourager is actually one of our hosts, and she's so gracious, and I love her. So welcome, Mary.
Thank you. I'm enjoying this discussion.
Hi, Mary.
I love hearing what you have to say and how you took the step to go forth and to do something that was still on the cutting edge. So
Thank
I'm
you.
Just enjoying learning more about you.
Oh, wow. That's a blessing. Thank you so much.
Certainly.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I heard you say, Brown Sugar, was, you know, you wanted to give the celebrities a voice so that they could maybe, like, clear some things that's out there about them that they never get a chance to speak out on anything. Is that what you meant when you said that?
You know what? Celebrities, yes, as well as underground artists. And I feel, now don't get me wrong, I love my major recording artists that come on the show because they add so much to Brown Sugar Radio. But I'd like to also focus on the underground artists because of the fact that they haven't been heard. So to me, if God can use me as a vehicle in order for them to be heard, you know what I mean, and to get that record deal or for the right person to hear them, that would mean a lot to me as well. But definitely how I look at the major recording artists, they're mentors for the underground artists, you know, and everything they say, I always encourage for my listeners to get a pen and paper, take notes. You know, you have to become a student, and you have to learn how to follow before you can be a leader, you know. And so I always tell them, sit down for the classroom of success and learn, because that's what I did. You know, I listened to all kinds of tapes, read books, and I'm still not where I want to be, but I just know in time, you know, as God continues to send the right people to, you know, to my path, you know, everything is going to work out. So
you're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
I have a question.
Okay.
You said you're not where you want to be. Well, how do you decide where you're going? You know, what steps are you taking when you're in new territory? How do you know whether you're going on the path that's going to lead you where you want to be or not?
Right. You know, that's something that every day I'm continually praying on. You know, I've learned not to make rash decisions, to always think about it and pray about it first, because when I make the decisions, it always seems like it doesn't really come through the way that I planned it to. So I've always learned to, you know, step back, really kind of look at what the long-term goal is, where I want to be 5 years from now. I've always been I don't think for right now. I've always thought about the future, you know. So when I'm doing something, I write it down and I make goals. And if I don't attain that goal, I don't change the goal, I just change the date. So a lot of it, you know, comes from within. It's just a feeling that I get, you know, in my spirit. And God, I just know. You feel like an intuition. You can feel when it's right. And I go with my heart. And usually by that time I know, okay, you're on the right track, sugar. Because if you're getting emails and someone's writing and saying, oh, you blessed me with that show, or thank you so much, that changed my life, that's how you know you're on the right track.
See, what I like when I hear you say that, and with many of the guests that we've interviewed on ThinkBigRadio.com, it's the same thing. We hear it over and over, no matter what field it is, and it really comes back to what was just said earlier. We what you said, having the goal, writing it down, but then doing something.
Right.
I just really like the way you described that. So thank you.
No problem.
Absolutely. So, Brown Sugar, you know, all of us who step out of the box and just step into what our passion is, and obviously your passion is entertainment and getting the word out and, you know, interviewing celebrities and just doing what it is you love doing. What was your biggest challenge?
I would have to say right now, one of the things that really, really frustrates me, are the rude callers on the air. That's something that I just have to really bite my tongue on and say, Lord, help me with this. I had a guest on the show the other night, and I had a very rude guest. And it frustrates me because these guests take the time out of their busy schedules to select Brown Sugar Radio. They could have been on any other show, but they chose mine. So I'm very protective of my guests. And when I have call-ins that are rude and disrespectful, that really frustrates me, you know. So I've been trying to think of different ways how to maneuver through that. You know, and I'm hoping Blog Talk Radio comes up with a way that we can screen the phone calls, because the type of guests that I deal with, I mean, these are, you know, hip-hop legends and, you know, superstars, some of them that come on the show, and I don't want them to be embarrassed or humiliated. So
right.
If Blog Talk Radio can come up with a way, you know what I mean, to actually get the call screened before we bring them on the air, I think it's great. They have the open platform for anyone to call and possibly have an opportunity they never would have had it not have been for Blog Talk Radio to speak to their favorite celebrity or actor or whatever. But the ones that are taking advantage of it has been my biggest challenge. You know, I would say that's something I have to figure out how to overcome. But other than that, I mean, just putting in the work, being dedicated to it, making sure that I have shows that my, you know, my listeners or fans are really you know, appreciative of, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
We're going to stop for a commercial break for a minute. You're listening to Think Big Radio.
Dear Diary, starting in 2008, I resolved to lose 50 pounds by March and get the body I want. And I also want to... who are you?
I'm your fairy godmother. Do you realize you've made that same resolution for the past 5 years? Why don't you join Dee's Life and change your life altogether?
What do you mean, change my life altogether?
With Dee's Life program, not only would you lose those 50 pounds, but you will gain an entirely new lifestyle that will definitely get you out of the old and into the new.
Yeah, but how do I know it'll work?
There's only one way to find out. Go to www.dslifenow.com and join now.
Well, I should get started right now. And besides, I heard her programs are really awesome.
You bet they are. So let's get started so we don't have to have the same conversation in 2009.
Join Dee's Life Detox program now. Go to www.dslifenow.com. That's www.dslifenow.com.
You're listening
to
Think Big Radio.
Back to Think Big Radio, where our special guest today is Brown Sugar of Brown Sugar Radio. Again, Brown Sugar, I know we did this twice, but again, we want to invite our listeners to join in on your shows. And do you have certain show times already selected that they could possibly join in on? Do you have set days?
Yes, I do. I don't have set days. That's one of the drawbacks, I guess you could say, about the entertainment industry. I pretty much have to get the guests when they're available. Although I try to have shows consistently on Tuesdays and Thursdays, my next upcoming show is going to be the soulful R&B, Jason Little, who sung with Trey Songz as well as went on tour with him.
And when is that show going to air?
That's on the 17th of January, next Thursday.
Okay.
All right.
And what time will that be?
7 p.m. Pacific time. Okay, and then the next guest that I have is going to be Las Vegas' local DJ, who's phenomenal. His name is Jay Noy, and that'll be on the 22nd of January at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. He's like one of the number one radio personalities on the air, and I just felt like for those of us who are in the broadcasting industry, he would be a great mentor, you know, to learn some notes from, and he's just a beautiful person. Then on the 24th, I have hip-hop superstar Trina will be in the house. She's going to release her brand-new single again on Sugar Radio. And then on the 29th, I have celebrity makeup artist Casey. This is the 29th of January at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
That is so great.
Now, let me ask you a question, because this is not your first interview on the radio, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay. So another question is, Some of our listeners may or may not know, and we did mention earlier, for those who were tuned in a little bit later, is that you were also on The Flavor of Love.
Actually, I was a contestant for The Flavor of Love. I actually did not make it on the show.
Okay.
I kind of started too late with my promoting and everything.
All right.
But it was still fun to do. So.
But tell us about that for those people out there who are looking to get on, you know, different shows or things like that in Hollywood. What's some of the things that they should, you know, actually prepare to make those things happen?
Definitely you want to have a portfolio together. Always
okay.
Make sure you have recent photos together. If you go to my show link, one of my, she's awesome, Erica, she's one of my homegirls. She's also a professional model, and she is doing it, I mean, big time. She's full-time at it and has all kind of Bacardi ads and all that. But you want to make sure you continually have a fresh look, you know, and you have to be diverse because you don't want to always have that same look and then get stuck or categorized for that particular role all the time. You want to be able to do anything from, you know, Western to hip-hop to whatever may be the case.
Okay.
You know,
so
you don't,
from one of the things you said earlier, which was dedication, you not only have to be dedicated, but you have to also be flexible with everything that you do in order to make it in this industry. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
For those out there who don't know, we had a cancellation tonight. And Brown Sugar was going to be coming on at a later date, but she decided to come on as a personal favor for Think Big Radio. So that just tells the type of person she is and that she's willing to go out of the way. So we're going to make sure that we get some advertising out for her in the future for her show and things like that. But you're talking with a very and listening to a very choice person out here right now. And for those of you that want to call in, Coach Dion, could you tell them the number?
Absolutely. The call-in number is area code 718-664-9989. My next question to you, Brown Sugar, is do you have plans to expand what you're doing?
To expand what I'm doing?
Yeah.
You know what? If God is willing... I certainly do. You know, I pray that Brown Sugar Radio does take a turn for the better and that it opens up more opportunities. Absolutely.
Okay. Good, good. Is there anything else you would like to cover that we may not have touched upon?
I'm also working on getting Sierra. I haven't pinned a date. That's why I haven't really promoted it as of now. But I did speak with her manager, and she said, you know, she is going to do it for me. So when I get that date, the best thing to do is continue to log on to Brown Sugar Radio, the show link on Blog Talk Radio, and check the schedule so that you can see when she'll be appearing. I'm also working on getting Trey Songz, for those of you who are Trey Songz fans.
I love
and,
Trey Songz.
Yeah, and I just, you know... any way that, you know, like I said, a path, an avenue will open up, whoever needs to be heard is how I'm looking at it, who's coming in my path. You know, so if they want to clear up celebrity rumors or squash gossip, they're more than welcome to, you know, on ground.
Are you only dealing with the music entertainers, or are you dealing with actors or anyone who's famous?
You know, I would like to focus on primarily music because that's my passion. However, I do actors, you know, as well as, you know, comedians, anything, models. I'd love to have everything.
Great. Now, okay, so here's my favorite part of the show, and I couldn't wait to get to this show, okay, because we're winding down. But, Brown Sugar, give us some celebrity gossip.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Give us some celebrity gossip.
You know what? I have a celebrity gossip hotspot I just started on my show. So the last little bit of information I received that Brandy was cleared of all charges. It was alleged
excellent.
That she was charged, for manslaughter.
Great.
Yeah, I was really praying for her because, you know, Brandy's had a rough year. 2007 was not her year, and, you know, she's been real low-key. I'd love to see her win this year because I truly enjoy her talent, and it would be awesome for her to come out with a new album.
That would be great. I'd be looking forward to it. I really liked her. And whatever happened to Monica?
Monica just released
her
album.
She has a new album out. I have.
And it did very well.
Yeah.
And I truly enjoyed her new flow. She's growing up. You know, I remember when Monica and Brandy were "The Boy Is Mine." You know what I mean?
Right, right. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah, now they're growing into young ladies, and it's beautiful. Both of them, I think, are mothers now, and, you know, they're just maturing. You can hear it in their music.
Wow, that's great.
It is. Yeah.
Well, I know that we still have a little bit of time left, but as a real estate investor and a host, there are a lot of different things that I have to take care of, and that's going to be it for me tonight. But I would love to thank you once again, Coach Dion. She's more than capable of handling this and anything else put in her path, so she's going to finish the show off. But Brown Sugar, much love to you on your show, and I know that you're going to be thinking big for a lifetime.
Thank you. Thank you for
all right,
having
us. Thank you for joining us, Big. We appreciate it.
All right. This is Big signing out, everybody. And remember, think big.
And in saying that, we definitely have a big thinker on our show tonight, and that's Ms. Brown Sugar from Brown Sugar Radio. And so you can log on to Blog Talk Radio and submit Brown Sugar, and her website will come up with all those interviews for celebrities and celebrity entertainment news. And getting back to celebrity gossip, I was telling you earlier before we started the show that I went on the website and seen that, well, this is just a rumor. And like you said, I hope it is a rumor that Jay-Z and Beyonce may be breaking up.
Oh, I know.
Isn't that like they were like the best couple? If I
yes.
was to be a couple, I would love to be Beyonce
yes.
and my man, sidekick, be Jay-Z.
I truly hope that's a rumor because this, you know, so many songs, even on Trina's new single that's out,
uh-huh.
she was talking about Jay and having the kind of love like Jay-Z and Beyonce. And a lot of artists, even Missy Elliott, you know, if you listen to some of the songs that she wrote, featured, you know, saying having that kind of love like Jay and Beyonce. And I hope not, because they really make a good couple. They're both strong, independent, you know what I'm saying? Just black love, beautiful.
Absolutely. And you know what was so powerful about that relationship was that
uh-huh.
they're both was huge figures in what they do. You know what I'm saying? They were just like heavy hitters, and to bring
yes.
both two heavy hitters together,
yes.
that I think that just blew all of us away, and they were just like the best couple ever.
Wasn't it beautiful?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, so I'm praying that
love.
Is truly, truly actual gossip and
right.
not true.
Absolutely, absolutely. I hope so because that is just too sad for me. You know,
yes.
and then as many of you know, Britney Spears, K-Fed, got primary custody of the kids. Now, I don't know if this is temporary. My heart goes out to Britney. She's another one that's had a rough year. And Britney's another one that I desire to win. You know, I pray her life turns around. It's hard enough going through, you know, different types of stages in your life and then having the public view. I mean, every mistake you make, is like under a microscope. And,
yeah, absolutely.
Sad. It's truly sad. So her album, though, from what I've been told, is doing very well. It's like at the top of the charts. But bless her heart, her professional life, you know, she's had a lot of ups and downs. So I certainly want to keep her in prayer. But, I don't know. I hope that this custody thing, you know, turns around and that they can maybe work it out and have joint custody, you know.
So you said the kid's father has custody of them now?
From what I've been told, it's been reported that K-Fed received full custody of the kids because Britney was hospitalized, and they're stating that it's alleged that she is bipolar. And so they're saying, you know, if she can't care for herself, how can she care for the children is what
wow.
is rumored to have been said. So it's really sad. I'm hoping that's not the case. But by all means, like I said, maybe, you know, if this is true, maybe this needed to happen in order for her to get her life on the right track. You know, sometimes you know that old saying, Janet Jackson, the song, you don't know what you got until it's gone.
Yeah.
So maybe this will strengthen her to pull her life together and get back on the right track.
Absolutely. And just to bring some good news to entertainment gossip, you know, I picked up Mary J. Blige is my favorite R&B artist, female artist right now. I love her. And her new album, Growing Pains, is so good. I can't even stop listening to it. It's just a Mary J. classic. Every single
just
song. And it makes me, like, I'm screaming in my apartment while I'm in the shower. Everything I do, I'm listening to this. And it just strengthens me as a woman. And with the CD came along a DVD.
What?
I don't know if you know that. It came along with a DVD. Did you get that?
Girl, I'm getting the CD this Friday when
you
I can
have
so.
To get it.
Yeah.
And it came with a DVD, and it interviewed her, and she talked about every single song on the CD, what it meant to her, and why she wrote it and had it out. And
isn't
then she had an interview with her husband, Kendu, who is just fantastic, and talk about the perfect mate for her. He is definitely...
That's another powerhouse.
Has her back and looks out for her, and you definitely see the love in that relationship.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to be checking out your radio show. You get Mary J. on there, girl. I'm telling you right now, I am definitely listening.
You know what? I've been working on Mary J. and Keisha Cole. I haven't had a response as of yet. However, I'm very persistent. So,
persistent.
Yes, I love Mary. Like I said, I keep praying that, you know, it's going to all come together.
Absolutely.
The wonderful thing is that once you build credibility, you know, and they see that you're doing something positive, you know what I mean? A lot of artists show you some love, and that's what I'm realizing from here on out as I continue to build. They're going to just refer me on word of mouth. I won't have to work as hard, you know what I'm saying, to get guests on the show. And I've actually, that's happening right now, you know. People are referring one another to Brown Sugar Radio. So definitely, she'll be here. We're going to work hard to get her.
We're going to work hard to get her. I'm going to work with you. We're going to get her. I'm going to co-host that show with you, Brown Sugar.
I'm
going to put myself on your radio show.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be working on getting her on because she is absolutely fabulous. And you know what? I really want to address what you just said. It is about hard work, and but more so commitment and dedication. And
that's
all
right.
You have to do is just continue to just keep working on your passion and what you love to do and never, ever give up.
That's right.
Because the minute you do, you just gave up on your moment of sunshine, your moment to shine. Because every single moment that you work at is something that's always available there for you.
Right.
So
thank
you so much for sharing that, because it is about, you know, thinking big, staying with it, staying committed, dedicated, and getting the word out. And people will actually come to you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to get Mary J. Blige's producers or managers to really
listen.
Oh my goodness, it's off the chain. And one more celebrity gossip that if you have something for me, give it to me because I love these people. Alicia Keys, that's another CD that I just am so excited about.
Yeah. Beautiful voice,
just beautiful music, her playing. I mean, I went to go see her play live, and she gave me, like, she performed like Prince.
Really?
I felt like I cheated her because I only paid, like, I think $70-something for the ticket. But had I known that that's how she performed, I would have paid $200-something or more to see her.
Uh-huh.
She is an awesome performer, and she gives it her all. Yeah, she's a female prince. I just got to give it to her. And her album is awesome. Have you heard it?
Right. Uh-huh.
Brown Sugar, have you heard Alicia Keys' album?
No, I have not heard the album.
You are sweet.
Just her single. Girl is a slammer. I have got to get, I'm telling you, this Christmas I spent everything on my kids, but I told myself My first paycheck after Christmas is on me, so I'm getting my Mary J., Alicia Keys, and Keisha Cole.
Keisha Cole is another one. She's up and coming, and if you get her on the show, I'm also co-hosting that with you.
Okay.
Because my son tells me every single day that that's my daughter-in-law, so who better than to?
Okay.
And who better to interview than my soon-to-be daughter-in-law, because my son absolutely loves her.
Absolutely. I know that's right.
Yes. So thank you so much. Is there anybody that you want to thank on our show tonight that helps you, that really got you started, believed in you, and continues by your side in this endeavor that you're on?
Absolutely. First and foremost, like I said, I always thank God for everything that he's done. The second thing is definitely the L word. They got me started. PB is an awesome, awesome friend of mine. He's also my graphics designer, and he helps Brown Sugar Radio tremendously. You know, he puts together all of my flyers and banners, and he's going to create a website for me, a web design for my MySpace page for me. And, you know, I just really, really appreciate him because words are powerful, but pictures are like priceless, you know, and they're colorful. He does an excellent job, and it grabs, you know, an individual's attention to where they say, wow, what's this? What's Brown Sugar Radio? So, I mean, he's really putting in a lot of work, and I told him, I said, I would not have been as successful without his help. And then definitely the fourth would be my listeners that continue to come back, show Brown Sugar Radio some love. Collard Greens, he created the Brown Sugar Radio theme song. He's an up-and-coming musician as well as producer.
Okay.
And you got to listen to it. When you log on, when you hear the first song that comes on, Collard Greens did that for me. So
okay.
Much love, definitely. Definitely,
excellent.
I got to say thank
excellent.
You.
Well, thank you so much for blessing our airwaves with your presence. We so appreciate you. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com, keyword Brown Sugar, Sugar, S-U-G-A, not with an R, and listen to entertainment news and gossip and music entertainers interviews.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on the show, and I'll be tuning in to Think Big, definitely.
All right, and thank you, Think Big listeners, for joining us today on our show. And remember always to think big, think outside the box. Good night, everyone.